Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Daf Hey. Yevamos Daf Hey. As we continue now, top of Daf Hey, we are deep into the sugya of Ase Doche Los Ase. As we explained based on the Ramban yesterday, Avas Hashem is Doche Yiras Hashem, and that is why the Mitzvah Ase, which is a reflection of that, is Doche the Los Ase of in any specific case. So just to mention, I mentioned that the Rishonim discussed something on the last line, and that is Sof Maisa Lamaskana. The marker for Ase Doche Los Ase is tzitzis and shanis, and therefore one can wear tzitzis when they are fulfilling the mitzvah Bishle Musa with tcheles, even in a case of kilayim, even in a case of shatnis. Asks the Rishonim, not here but elsewhere, the Rishonim asks, why don't we say that Ase Doche Los Ase should not be able to be learned from here, because in tzitzis, or actually, why is this a good makar? Why don't we say Efshar L'Kayim Shneiem? We know the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that Ase Doche Los Ase only applies if you don't have a choice. If you have a choice, then you're not allowed to rely on Ase Doche Los Ase. So the makar is wearing tcheles on a linen beged. Why don't we tell a person you're not allowed to wear a linen beged? And then you wouldn't have to violate the isser of shatnis. So why do we say, how is that a good makar? Isn't it efshar l'kayim shneihem, and therefore you don't have to rely on it? That's Tosfos' question in Ksubis and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. V'im Tomar, v'kilayim betzitzis efshar l'kayim shneihem. She'aseh v'talis tzemer chutin shel tzemer. Right? Make have a woolen talis and woolen string. You're telling me the definition of tcheles, as we said in yesterday's daf, is wool dyed tcheles. So why don't we say that you are not allowed to wear a linen beged? V'omeri tibetalis shel pishton e efshar l'kayim shneihem. Delo efshar l'kayim mitzvah tcheles ela al yedei kilayim de tcheles imra huzeh. What does Tosfos say? You're right, in general there's an efshar l'kayim shneihem, but I want to wear this beged. And regarding this beged, there is no efshar l'kayim shneihem, because it's not like you could wait, you could do something else. I want to use this beged, and therefore it's efshar l'kayim shneihem regarding this beged. That's how the Rebbe Elchanan in Kovetz Haaretz explains Tosfos in Simen Yudalit Osches Lechora Nira Kavanasam Kivan Sherotza Lo Bosha Talos Shel Pishton Lo Havi Efshar Mashi Yochal Lo Bosha Talos Shel Tzemer. Who cares? Ulefizan. Then Rebbe Elchanan expands on it. Similar case. What happened if there is a Kohen whose brother died? So he has to do Yibum. A Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. But what happens if one of his brother's wives had previously been divorced? So she's also a Grusha. A Kohen is allowed to marry a Grusha. So one of these women is an Almana Grusha. One of these women is just an Almana. So what would you say on the surface? Just the Almana. That's the only one. But says Tosfos, what if he wants to, says Rebbe Chanan, he wants to marry this one. He's in love and he likes this one who happens to be a Grusha. So, according to this Tosfos, says Rabbi Chanan, maybe you would say he's allowed to. So, you don't say Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem by something else. Yochol Yabim is a Grusha. Why? V'lo Mikri Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem Be'ein a Grusha, Kivin Shechafetz Baha Grusha Yoser. V'chei, another example. Let's say you have two matzahs. One is Chadash, one is Yashan. And I want this matzah. This matzah is very tasty. It comes from a special factory. Rashay Lechol is a Chadash. He says, that's what you would say Misvara based on Tosfos. But he says, come on. You're going to say that L'maisa? If there is an Almana Grusha versus an Almana, you're going to allow the Kohen to marry the Grusha? Be'emes Davarzel lo nitan lehei Amer Klal. It can't be. But then he has to explain why. Because Tosfos sounds like there has to be a chiluk between Tosfos' case of tzitzis versus other cases of yibum and matzah. So he has two chilukim. Number one, v'yesh l'chalik, says Rabbi Chanan, dibim matzah kivan she'ein chayav lecho rak shir kezayis echad. There's a bit of one kezayis. So eat the kezayis regarding the heter or yibum. There's only a mitzvah to do yibum to one yivama. So then you can't violate the losa, say, case where it's efshar l'kayim ha-mitzvah beheter. But by tzitzis, each beged is separately chayiv and tzitzis. I can wear both of them at the same time. V'im yo b'shnei begadim chayiv l'hatol tzitzis b'shneiim. V'im kein, that's why this is different. Mitzvah betalazu, efshar l'kayim betalas acheres. Maybe that's different, because you can do both of them. There's no shear for the mitzvah, number one. Number two, he says, matzah and yibum are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I eating matzah tonight? Because I'm hungry? I can eat other things. But why am I eating matzah? Because Hashem told me to eat matzah. Why am I thinking of yibum? To do the mitzvah. So then, ein lo lasos be'isser, kivin she'yochal l'kayim be'heter. But by talis, right, by real tzitzis, in the days of old, they didn't have special begadim, they had four-cornered garments. So here, I'm doing my own thing. I'm wearing clothing. I'm wearing a four-cornered garment for my own anah. All of a sudden, the Torah comes in and is b'chayiv me in something. So that's why we say, well, I want to wear this one. And that's why it's different. Because here, the whole process starts off just because of me. The other two start off because of Hashem. Aval betalis shehu lovsha lahana aso litzarcho ela debelavisha kazusha oselana aso chiva rachmana betitzis v'kivan shu tzarech lobosh betalisu ein laosroba ulachayva lobosh talis acheres because of efshalakayim with the other. Okay, so that's Rabbi Chanan, how he explains Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Mem, having to do with why this is a good makar. Why don't we just say he could wear a non-beged of shatnis, but that is what we say, bebeged zu, there is no other choice. Okay, starting off on the top of Heman Aleph. So Tainach, we're in the middle of our discussion, this whole makar works out. Tainach letana devei Rabbi Shmuel. According to Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, it works out because Semer Pishtim are extra, because they say, if you remember, that whenever it says the word beged in the Torah, it means automatically Semer Pishtim, because that's what it says by Nigei Begadim. So once it says it once, we know it anywhere. So why does it say it extra by Shanis? So by Semer Pishtim, why does it say those extra words by the Pasuk in by Shanis? So that's why it's extra. But L'Rabbanan, but if the Rabbanan who arguing on Rabbi Shmuel Minalu towards their makar, and the Rashba points out for some reason we're not interested in the other makaras mentioned of Muchach and Mufna, so we're looking for another makar for Asidach Alos Asay. Number one was Kilayim Betzitzis. Number two, Nafkaluhu. We learned it out from the following. May Rosho. It's an extra word, Rosho. What does it say, Rosho? We know a Mitzora, in the process of becoming Tar, has to shave his entire body. Entire body has to shave. Once, twice, a second time after the 7 days. So, says the Brisa, Titania Rosho, Matam Alomar, why does it have to say the word Rosho? Why does it have to say he has to shave his head? He has to shave, it says, Yigarashi quotes the pasuk, Yigalachis kol saro. He has to shave all his hair. Right? So what do you have to have? Oh, his head. We know, his whole body. His head is included in his body. So, Matam Alomar, Lefi Shenemar, says the Gemara, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, because it says the Isser of Hakafas Peos, we're not allowed to cut the Peos HaRosh, Shomeya Ani Af Mitzora Kain, I might have thought that even by a Mitzora, there's an Isser of cutting off one's Peos, and even though you have to cut your entire body's hair, but you have to leave the Peos, Tam Elomar Rosho, that's why it says the next word Rosho, to say, you cut them. Ase doche los ase. The ase of giluach mitzora is doche the los ase of akafas harosh. And by the way, the Gemara says, v'kasavar haitana, and this tana, the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to allow it, assumes that otherwise it would be aser. Hakafas kalarosh ma'akafa assumes that shaving the entire head is called the Isser. Why? Because this is a discussion elsewhere. Does the Torah only mean I'm not allowed to cut the sides of my temples, but that Isser only applies if I left the rest of the hair on top? Or what if I shave my entire head? Maybe that's not Usser, because that's not what's included. Or do I say, no, of course that's Usser. So that is a machlokas. So the Gemara here says that this the assumption, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to matir this, it must be that this Tana is assuming that that would be Usser otherwise. Why would we say it would only be, is there a svara? Why it would be limited to only cutting the sides and having to leave the top? So maybe based on the Tamiya mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah Reish Nun Aleph, this Isser of Hakafas Peyas HaRosh applies, is one of those averos that are connected to Chukos HaAkum. Chukos HaAkum, that we shouldn't be like the Komrim. Certain Komrim used to do this in the days of old. Says the Chinuch, Upirshu Zachana Lavracha, Shainyan Husha, Asr Lisor, Lagalech, Lasho, Saros, Rosho, Lachori, Azov, Ulupadachto, I can't smooth out the sides of my head, Kamosha Osim, Gam Hayom, Ovde, Avodazar, Vikom Rehem. Like they do it. Vizeo Shamru, that's what it says in Makos, right, explaining what it is. So if that's what they do, they don't shave their entire head. So maybe that's a svara to say why the Havamino, or even that Shita, would be only cutting the sides is a problem. But if you cut everything, it wouldn't be a problem. But our Tana is holding otherwise. There are other reasons given for the mitzvah of Pa'as HaRosh. The Chinuch continues and says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Kedei Laharchik Mimenu, well, first he quotes what we just said, Ulashkiach Mibein Einin, Uvikom Asedu Kol Inyan Avodah Zarah, V'chol Naseh Bishvilah, anything related to Avodah Zarah. But then he adds, Uba Azhara Mufureshes, Bedavar Shiasu Babnei Adam Begufosam. This is another Isser that applies with regarding a body of a person. Mipnei Shehi Lamaskeres Avon Tamid, Achar Shidavar Kavua Beguf. It's something that people will see. It's not like I do an Aveira and it's gone, it's finished. If I shave my head and I look like a Komer, I look like a priest, so it's going to stay with me, at least for a couple of days. right, until the hair grows. And that's why, because that's the time of the mitzvah, you know, one has to be extremely careful about this, right? That's the chinuch. If you look in Rabbeinu Bachai, he also relates it to this idea in terms of being something kavua beguf. It's kind of like bris mila in that way. Tamo iser. So there been a bachai in kedoshim. Kedei shelo yevatel hasimin shakadosh baruch hu rasham b'min hazachar kedei lahavdilo mimin hanakeva. No, when you see somebody from afar, how do you tell what gender they are? How do you tell? Right? Sometimes if you're looking, there are certain bodily parts that are different, but from afar, the hair. Somebody has long hair, sometimes you think they're a woman, and then you get close, like, oh, it's a man with long hair. But that's what differentiates. So, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, that's what this is part of, to keep the separation of genders. Ki ha'oseh kein, hefech Hashem hu oseh. Kemisha zorea kilayim. Wow. Like the Rambam, like his Rebbe, the Ramban, quotes by kilayim, that you're, what's the issur of kilayim? You're trying to be God. You're like say, oh, you thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot this species. Like, I could create something that you're trying to be a God. That's what he says the issur of kilayim is about. V'chom asha asa, b'maisa b'reishas, kasabam, l'minehu, according to their types. So Zachar and Nekeva are different types. And never the twain shall meet. And therefore there are various halachas. Lo silbash is an issur, but he puts this on those too. There are different types of haircuts. That's also part of the reason, maybe hashkafically, why women, as we know, we'll mention it soon, that women, this is one of the few, one of the two, only one of two mitzvahs that women are not obligated in the los aseis. We know women are pturas from mitzvahs aseishas van grama, but los aseis, women are obligated in all of them, even if they're time bound, except for two. Two los aseis, the Mishnah says a kedushin which women are not obligated in. Baal tatami lemesim, if a woman is an aseis kohen, there's no iser for her for becoming tame, and baal takif, this iser. So why not? Why isn't this in the iser? Maybe part of it's all about, because this iser is all about the separation of the genders. This is a man iser, so maybe that's part of the hashkafic reason behind why it is not included. Okay, so the Mishnah said, the Gemara says that this is one of the sources of Asi Dochalos, say that a mitzora shaves his head. That's the extra word of Rosho. Good. Let's continue a little more, then we'll talk more about the possibility. Ikel Mifrach. 1 minute. Maybe this is not a good precedent. Ma lilav da hakafa shekein lav sheino shav v'bakol, as we were just talking about. Maybe the issur of hakafa is not a good precedent. Asei doka lo sasei. No, this lo sasei is weak. Why? Because it doesn't apply to everybody. It's lav sheino shav v'bakol, right? Women are not obligated to this. Rabbi Rashi quotes the Mishnah Kiddushin, Laman Hey, right? So that's why it would be weaker. But maybe by a real lav that applies to everybody, maybe it wouldn't. The assay wouldn't be strong enough to be docha the los assay. So we reject hakafa option one. This is hakafa that applies to all, and we're going to go to other context in soon. But first, two other points. Fascinating discussion, and that is this suggestion. Who gets the mitzvah? Who gets the aveira? Whose mitzvah is it? Pashtus, the mitzvah is on the mitzora. Mitzora, to get the haircut to become tahar. Who's the los assay of baltakifan? It's on the haircutter. It's on the barber. So say the achronim. Wow, this is interesting. So we could apply ase doche los assay even in a place where the assay is on one person and the los assay is on another person. Right? The Yashvish Yaakov and the Birei Adaf. So he says, I don't think you want to say that, even though it sounds that way. He says, but you know what? I think this Gemara then proves that maybe even the Migaleach has part of the mitzvah of a mitzvah becoming tahar. Not only his mitzvah, it's all of Klal Yisrael making this person tahar. The pashtus is that no. You can say the principle of asi docha lo sasei, even if it's an asei of one person, and the lo sasei of another person. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. What would be the svara? So again, Rabbi Chanan, again, you can't move in Yevamos without the Kovetz Haaretz. Can't move. Says Rabbi Chanan, in Simin Ches, Os Ches, one word, Arvus. Arvus. We know the principle of Arvus when it comes to other mitzvos. So too, he quotes Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, who explicates this beferish. That an assay of one person can be docha the los assay of another. He makes that ha'ara. So he says, Matzinu, he says, Odi Shlomar, he says, first he has the suggestion that we mentioned of the Asher Yaakov, that maybe the mitzvah is mutalas, I'll call Yisrael, to give this guy a haircut. But then he says, but Odi Shlomar, he says, no, he says, just like we have by mitzvahs. Yatsa Motzi, even if I did a mitzvah already, so without it coming upon me right now, I could still be motzi someone else in the mitzvah because of kol yisrael arevim zelaseh v'chol manzer shel chaveiro lo yatsa gamu chayev adayin. And if somebody else didn't make kiddush yet, then I'm still chayev a little bit lefizeh. And therefore, whenever you're included, you have somebody who's included at least in the mitzvah, even if they're not obligated now. So then that's called your mitzvah. Right? The case that Tosfos there discusses is about Puravu. So women is not obligated to Puravu at all, not even in Arvis. But Avalase de Mitzora de Noheges Bechol Ho Anashim, anybody can get Saras, Vagam Misha Eino Mitzora, Yeshalav Din Arvus, Umikri Chayev Bedavar, Alkin Alosa Se Nidchez Etzlo. Beautiful. Kovas Aretz, right, points out the Chiddush, the implicit Chiddush of this Gemara, that Asi Docha Losa Se could apply even when the assay is primarily on somebody else, because secondarily, at least, it's on me, and that is good enough for assay doche lo assay. Let's continue a little more, then we'll talk more about makif. So, Ella, the Gemara says now, second possibility. So, Rosho didn't work out to tell me the mitzvah of Giluach Mitzora is doche, the lo assay of cutting off one's peos, right, didn't work. So, let's go to a different word. The Ella Asya Mizakano. There's another word there. Right? Not only Rosho, his head, but all the hair on his face, on his beard. Titania Zikano. Matamalomar. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me Zikano? Lafishanemar. Uf, same kind of drasha. Ufasakanam loyalechu. Don't cut off, right, with a razor. Spots on one's face. Shomea ani af koin mitzora. Kenam, I think even a koin mitzora has to leave it. Tamalama Zikano. So not only do we have Rosho to teach you as a doch alos, but zakano too. So you have two sources in the same context. So the first one you rejected because of lav she'ino shava bakol. Okay, but that can only work once. Vim eino inyan lav she'in shava bakol. If you say that part, so why do you have a, that cannot be a model. So taneo inyan lav shava bakol. So use this same makar to teach me even to lav hashava bakol, because after all, you have two sources, two words. So the second one should be good enough to be a malamed. Fine. Says the Gemara, maybe not. V'yakati yisrich, no, maybe not. Maybe you need the word zikano, but, and it's not extra to help you learn asi dochalo sasei. Well, I saw kedaita chamina, shiny kohanim. I might think, well, maybe kohanim are different. In what way? Ho el v'riba bohen hakasuv mitzvos yaseiros. Since kohanim have more mitzvos, more lo saseis, afilo lav shein shava bakolo dachi. Maybe there, the context is in Emor, so fasakanam lo yigalechu, right? So maybe by a kohen, you need another makar to tell me even this aveira that's not shava bakol, you don't do. I would have thought I'm not allowed to do it because I'm a kohen. Kamash malon tadachi, it is. But again, maybe it's not a makar at all for a Yisrael for a lava shava bakol. So back to the question, we don't have a makar for asi dochalosase, if you don't hold of climate tzitzis, like we said yesterday, and we don't hold of these. So the Gemara is about to go into a third one, but just one comment first. And that is, once we're talking about the Isser of Makif, it's good to mention the Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos tells us that the Makif and the Nikaf get Malkus. If I cut somebody's payas chas v'shalom, I'm going to get Malkus, and he's going to get Malkus. Asks the Gemara, there, chaf amabes. Why should that be? He said, Amar le, man da'achel timra ba'arbilo laki. Somebody who eats dates gets malchus? Meaning, he didn't do anything. Who didn't do anything? The nikaf. The nikaf is just standing there. How should he get malchus? He's allowing it to happen, but don't we say lav she'ein b'maisa? Lav she'ein b'maisa, you shouldn't get malchus. So why should the nikaf, in this case, the mitzora would have gotten malchus if it wouldn't have been an assay? Why? He didn't do anything. So the Gemara has three answers. Either it's according to Yehuda who says you get Malkus for a lav she'ein b'maisa. Number two, Rava says, well, maybe he's being makif himself. He's cutting his own barber. V'ravashi amar misayeya v'divrei hakol. He's helping out. When I'm at the barber, he says, turn your head this way, turn your head that way. So I'm helping out a little bit. Misayeya is enough to get Malkus. That's the Gemara here. The big discussion is, how does this Gemara work? with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Ritva there in Makas Daf Chafim Abay says the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that regarding Hilcha Shabbos, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish, regarding putting some type of coloring on one's. It's about Shabbos, it's in Beitza. Sorry, it's the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Chav Beis, putting some type of coloring on one's eye. So the Gemara says, oh, have a non-Jew do it. So the Gemara there says, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. And you're just standing there, and he's coloring you. So over there, it sounds like Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. The Gemara in Makas Chafim Abayis says, Yesh Bo Mamish. And that's why the Nikav is going to get Malkus. So the Ritva has two deis. First, he says, Ein Kol HaMisayin Shavin. You can't compare different types of help that people give. The Misayeya, the Hasam Ein Bo Mamish. By the eye shadow, it's Ein Bo Mamish Shederach Ayin L'Ma'amesu M'fadei Aksas. Why? Because people's eyes are always blinking, always moving. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Avol Hacha, but here, if I keep moving my head in a way and allowing it to give me a haircut, so that is Mamish. That is Mamish. So, what's important for the Ritva there? He's not Machalik fundamentally between contexts in Halacha. He's been Machalik between physical actions. The second answer is V'kol Shekein, he says, he gives a second answer which seems to limit the Isra of Makaf and Nikaf. Maybe Dafka by Makaf and Nikaf is a special idea of Misayeya Yesh Bo Mamish. Well, Kajin appears to Rabbi Meir, Shekasam Rale'el, Debelav Misayeya, Yesh Bo, without Misayeya Yesh Bo Lav, meaning there's a lot, Misayeya by Makaf and Nikaf, you know it's Usser, this is just getting you into the consideration of, it's enough of a Maisa to get Malkus. But you know it's Usser anyway, even without this. So maybe that's why Makaf and Nikaf are different. That's important 2 days in the Ritva, which might be the Machlokas. Some point out between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas in the 12th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ha'ish ha-misgaleach, says the Rambam, eino loke, ele imkein siel megaleach. A man who's getting shaved doesn't get malchus unless he was misayeya. It's the Rambam quoting that daya. Says the Ravid, amar avram avobisha eino loke. The Rambam's quoting a halacha lamaisa what to do. So the Ravid says, forget malchus. Even if he just allows it to happen without siyua, he's still getting an aveira. Over belav, he's still getting the lav. So what does the Rambam say back? If you're not misayeya, you don't even get a lav. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. Maybe that's the 2 days in the Ritva. The second day of the Ritva sounds like there's an isser even separate from misayeya. Misayeya just gives you malchus. Mashenkin, according to the first day, no, maybe without the Misiyua, it is not usser at all. That's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. That's a machlokas, but in 2 days in the Ritva. Just one other marker, there is a very interesting question relating to in the Nosek Kalim on Shulchan Aruch. There's a question in Kuf Tzadi Ches in Yoredeya. A woman comes to the mikvah Friday night on Shabbos and she did not cut her fingernails. Didn't cut her fingernails. So what would we do Bizman Azeh? Generally, we clean them well and let her go in. That's generally what it is. But in the days of the Tachvatah, 1600s, the Taz and the Shach had a discussion about this. Should you get, and maybe also, as we mentioned in a long time ago, we live in a post-Achiezer world. Rav Chaim Ozer. What do I mean by that? The Achiezer has the Lamar Tshuva regaining Be'inyin HaManicure. Be'inyin HaManicure, where he discusses women who don't want to cut their nails because they want to have it. Do you not let them go to the mikveh? And he says, if you clean it very well, you know, it's better to let them go in this context. Even though the minog of Klal Yisrael is to cut them before the women go to the mikveh. But, you know, it's better. So, we live post-Achiezer, but there's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in Yoredeya about whether to have a non-Jew cut nails, to cut the woman's nails before she goes to the mikvah. So this is a double machlokas. Machlokas number one is cutting nails an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, meaning I don't want the nails. Usually gozeis, shearing, is because I want when I'm cutting. Here I don't want it. So is that a issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan? Rashi says in Shabbos it's an issur d'oraisa because you're still making them beautiful. Tosfos says it's a malachas shenei tzrich l'gufa, so it's only issur d'rabbanan. So that's one issue. We would probably only allow this if it's an issur d'rabbanan, right? Shvus to shvus, allow a non-Jew to do it. A shvus to shvus, but malka mitzvah. If it's a d'oraisa, nothing to talk about. So that's one issue. But then the other issue discussed by the Taz in Sipkat and Chaf Aleph is that maybe even if you let a non-Jew do it, it's not good enough. Vesu says the Taz. do chumra da asalakula. Sha'afabi sha'ovedes kochavim choteches mikamakom osa yisraelis misaya asla al yedesha matales yadea. She's sticking out her hand. Uki'ilu hi ose malachazu. Sha'asur midaraisa b'shabas v'yantif. Uki'ahisha matzinu le'inina kafas peya. Just like the Taz compares it, and therefore misayaya, it's a problem. The Taz says, as if you're doing it, no way, don't get a goy. The Rekudas HaKesef, there, the Shach, on Yoredeya, says there, he says, the Taz made two mistakes. Says, mistake number one is regarding the Geziza issue. Number one. And then he says, number two, Dekan lo shayach misayaya, de dafka behakafa, de echad amakev echad anikav mamashma. Aval b'sharas haros lo shayach lomer dechay mishum misayaya. The misayaya ain't bo mamish. So, the Shach seems to say, dafka makev is unique. So maybe this machloka, Shach and the Taz, is the same machloka as the 2 days in the Ritva, the same machloka between the Rambam and the Ravid, or relating to Misayeya, Ein Bo Mamish, or Yesh Bo Mamish. Important discussion that is brought up. Rabbi Sachs, in the Sefer Chendas Yamim, in Simen Tes, also has a discussion of this issue of Misayeya with all the related Marmakamos. Okay, we continue. So we're stuck. We're stuck. What does the source for Asi Dechalosa say? We had yesterday Kilayim Betzitzis. Then we tried today. We had the Mitzvahs Asay of Giluach Mitzora being Doche Delosa Asay. So that didn't work because maybe it's limited to Lav She'eino Shave Bako. So try number three. A little more than halfway down. Ela Asya Mi Rosho Dahachtana. Well, maybe it's coming from a different Rosho. Not by Mitzora, but by Nazir. Dachtan, Detanya Rosho, it says Rosho that a Nazir gets a haircut after he finishes his Nazir is Matam Alomar. Why does it have to say that? Lefisha Ne'emar Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho. Since it says that Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, a Nazir is not allowed to have a razor, not allowed to cut his hair at all. Shomeya Ani, I'm saying this, May Rosho is the same, but it's a different context. It's a Nazir. Shomeya Ani Af Mitzora. Nazir, or Nazir Mitzora, the gears on the side, Cain, you might think that even a Nazir Mitzora has the Isser of shaving. Let's say there's a Nazir, and he's a Mitzora, so he has to shave his head. So, do we say that a Nazir is not allowed to shave his head there? Because he has the Isser of Naziris. So, Tamalomar Rosho, that's the Asi Dechalosa say. If you're a Nazir, you get a haircut. Even though you're a Nazir, you're still going to get a haircut because of the assay of Rosho of Giluach. So, that's our source. Asi Dechalos assay. We tried Peah of Yisrael. Then we tried of a Kohen. And now we're trying of a Nazir. Says the Gemara, Ika Lemifrach, no, maybe Nazir is also different. So it's not a good model. Ma Lenazir Mitzora Shekain Yeshno B'Sheela. A Nazir is a form of a Neder. Right? A Nazir can get out of this. If he goes to a Chacham and says, oh, if I would have known Charata, Pesach, all the different ways to get out of a Neder. So a Nazir is a form of a Neder. Right? It's in Sefer HaFla'a of the Rambam. Hilchos Nazirus. So you can get out of it. So maybe that reflects a weakness, a softer Isser. And that's why we say Asei Dechalos Asei there. But again, it wouldn't be good enough for Kala Torah Kula to teach me Asei Dechalos Asei. Di'i lo te'ma'achi. Continues the Gemara. If you don't say this, if you don't say Nazir is unique, then you have the following problem. We know the principle is, as we mentioned on yesterday's daf, an asay is not doche alos asay ve'asay, like by Yantif, as we gave you the example. We mentioned yesterday the machlokes, whether you get malchus by that. But ligmar mi Nazir. But 1 second. If this is true, that usually you say ein asay doche alos asay ve'asay, but Nazir, Nazir is an asay nalos asay. Kadoshi hiye, gadel pera, the asay, and the zizr of cutting his hair. And we say by a mitzora, Nazir, he cuts his hair. So why isn't that a good model for asay doche los asay vasay? Ela, what must you say? Mi Nazir, my time alo gamrinan, why don't you say that? Dikala mifrash, ken yeshna b'sheila. It must be because it's unique, it's a weaker los asay because you can't get out of it. Hachanami, ken mifrash, ken yeshna b'sheila. So here too. So that is why we say that a Nazir is also not a good makar. Rejected, and we're going to have to come back to another one. But before we turn over, again, one or two points here. First of all, the Achronim wonder by various items that are Efshar B'She'ela. For example, Truma. Truma Maisras. What happens if the Gemara talks about Shoel on Truma. Let's say I was mafresh shruma, but then I realized I didn't want to give this as shruma, I want to give something else as shruma. So you can be shoel on the shruma. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, is that a good idea? Are you allowed to do that? Because what's going to happen? You're going to be showing your truma. What about the bracha that you made at Shas HaFrasha? So it's going to be a bracha levatala in the end, because it wasn't, or would it be? Is it considered a bracha levatala if at the time that you made it, it was fine? It wasn't like it was a suffix even. It was Vaday Tevel, and you were mafresh. So now you're undoing it. So how is that looked at? Is that looked at as, even if you say, Akira Lemafreya? This is the question. Is that called, in Shemayim, after I was Shoel on my Afrashas Truma, in Shemayim, am I going to have a stain on my Brachal of Atala card? What's the problem? Because Memela came out to be, where well, Hashem is Okay Lemafreya, and therefore, it's not Megas Gaius like a husband. It's like a Chacham, so it's Okay Lemafreya. So do I say that I made a bracha levatala? So the Achronim discussed that maybe not. Because even items, even halachic mechanisms that go backwards, it might only go backwards looking backwards. What we recall, it's mikanu lahaba lamafreya, not lamafreya lamafreya. Meaning, do I say mamish, it's like tshuva, that I never did the avera? That's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that something goes lamafreya? Today, I'm allowed to view it as if it never happened. It did happen then, but I'm allowed to view it as if it never happened. Mikana lahaba lemafreya. So even if I want to say I'm shoel on my truma, or on Naziris, if I made a whatever type of karbanos maybe, but it could still be that I didn't make a bracha levatala then, because it's only mikana lahaba lemafreya, not lemafreya lemafreya. Fascinating discussion in the Achronim related to this. Good, but again, we have here that maybe Nazir is not a good makar, because yeshno b'she'ela. 2 points. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos in Ligmar Minazir. Says Tosfos, what was the Mar's suggestion? Learn from Nazir that you can have an asei doche los asei vasei. What about kibud av aim? What if my father tells me to be mechal Shabbos? It's a mitzvah asei of kibud av aim, and Shabbos is an asei los asei. I'm not allowed to listen. So why did the Gemara quote that as a makar the other way? Ein asei doche los asei vasei. V'yem tamar adarava, neilof b'kibud av aim. D'lo dachi lava asei. Right, if my father tells me to do something that has an asay and a los asay. Says Tosfos, relating to something we're going to have later on, maybe keep it up at aim is not as strong. Because it's not a specific action that is required. It's a more general heksher mitzvah, as the Gemara will see later on. So maybe that's why it's not mentioned in the Gemara. The bigger problem, though, with the Gemara is the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the halacha. It's not what the Rambam says, but it's why he says it. The Rambam here in Hilchas Naziris quotes our Gemara that a Nazir Mitzorah gets a haircut. So what should the Gemara say? Because the Los Asay is Yeshno B'She'ela. The Rambam gives a different reason. A very different reason. Vilama, the Rambam says at the end of the 7th parak of Naziris, Vilama Doche Asay Shol Tiglachas Hanega L'Nazirusa. Why? Says the Rambam, Mibnei Shekvar Nitma HaNazir B'Tzaras. The Nazir already became Tameh. Right? He has Tzaras. He already became Tameh. Once he became Tamei, he is no longer Kadosh, says the Rambam. V'yemei chalutu ein olon lo, v'harei eino kadosh bohen. Ubatel ha'asei me'elav. There is no longer a mitzvah of kadosh yeh, gadel pera. V'lo nishar ela lo sasei shutar lo yavar al rosho. Unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam says that once a Nazir becomes Tamei, he only has lo sasei's on him now. The mitzvah of gadel pera, kadosh, he's not kadosh. He's not growing. So Memewa, there's only a los asay. So it's asay doche los asay. It's not a chiddush of asay doche los asay vasay, right? But it is just asay doche los asay, because the asay disappears when he becomes tamei. Lefichach ba asay shel teklachas ras v'dachoso. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, I don't know, my Gemara doesn't say that. Ani shone barosh mesechas yevamis b'shem da'avad lav she lav vasay she yeshno b'sheila v'hainu tekili. Unless that's how the Rambam understands the Gemara, Yeshno B'She'ela somehow means that it's weaker and the Asay disappears? That's a big Chiddush. The Kesef Mishnah is not bothered. He says, there are two reasons. The Rambam picks one. The Gemara picked one and the Rambam picked the other one. Okay, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Radvaz says, oh, maybe the Rambam wanted to include even a Naziris Shimshon, which there's no She'ela on. Okay, he wanted to see a more inclusive reason. Any of these. But either way, it's an amazing discussion that the Rambam has right here at the end of the 7th parak in Naziris. So, we're back to the Gemara last line. Ella. Ella, we're still stuck. What's the source for Asi Dochalos Asay? Ella La'ola Mikra Kama. Go back to the first pasuk. Kilayim Betzitzis. Right, getting back to the earlier one. We said it's not extra. except according to Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, we'll show you that there's something extra here too, according even to the Rabbanan. Im kain leimakra tzitziz ta'aselecha. Gedilim lamali. Why did it say gedilim instead of tzitziz? So this might mean, why did it use an unusual word? The Meiri says gedilim has one more letter than tzitziz does. So maybe that's it, the extra letter. But either way, something's extra here. Shema min alafnu yei. So it must be, it's to leave it open in order to teach me asi dochalosasei. Says the Gemara, it's not open. Hi, that word gedilim, l'shiurahu da'asa. That's coming to teach me how many strings you need. It doesn't say anywhere in Parsha Sitzes how many strings you need. So it's learned from gedilim right here. Gedil, the word gedil means twined. So you can only twine two things. Can't twine one thing. So, gedil shnayim, that's two. Gedilim, plural, two gedils, arba. This is the source for four strings of tzitzis that we fold over, we make into eight, but this is it. Ase gedil upotlehu mitocho. Make the gedil, and potlehu, what does potlehu mean? Rashi says, have a petil, right? Petil techeles. What does that mean? Have some of it loose. As our tzitzis are, so the top half of our tzitzis are woven and twined, and the bottom part is hanging loose. That's this din right here, Rashi says. Right, ksas gedil v'ksas anaf. So that's what we learn from gedilim. So again, it's not extra. So Gemara says, im kein leim akrolo soba shat nesemer upishtim. Yachdav lamali, shvamin alaf nuye. Okay, the word yachdav is extra. Stop there for a moment. The number of tzitzis. There is a line in the Rambam that's difficult to understand. Another Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, Aleph Aleph, you can't miss it. Ve'ein l'chute ha'anaf minyin min ha'Torah. There's no din d'oraisa of how many strings you need. Asks the Velt on the Rambam, what are you talking about? The Rambam himself later on says in Halacha Ches, im nifsad achut meikaro, if one of the strings rip from its totally, afilo echad arezu psula. Rambam holds it's a din of eight strings, four that are eight. So what is Rambam talking about? There's no shir min haTorah. Very difficult. Rambam obviously means something conceptual. This is a perfect example that the Rambam Mishnah Torah is not just a halacha l'maisa like Shulchan Aruch. It's a conceptual sefer because the sozer himself seven halachas from each other. There's no shir and the shir is eight. Says Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas in Simon Shin Mem, of course you need eight. But that's not a din of shiurim, like there's a shiur of kezias and a shiur of this, and you need a number of this, and you need this, and that. It's not a din of a shiur, and that if you don't have it, you don't have enough of a shiur. No, it's a din of definition of the tzura of the tzitzis. If you don't have this amount, then you don't have the tzura of tzitzis. It's not like you don't have enough strings. No. Tzitzis is defined as, I'll read this lashon, t'madbin and ches ainza midin shiurim uminyan rak hu midin gedil gedilim upotleyu mitocho v'huadin tzura batzitzis umemela hu debeina naches ubedaleka ches chutin paka hachefza sham gedil gedilim umemela shayach el pachas. And he continues. He says, of course, lamaisa you need eight, but why is that? Most items that you need a certain amount of things, it's a din of shiurim. Let's say you need three hadasim. If you don't have that, you don't have enough hadasim. It's not like you have zero hadasim. You don't have enough hadasim. But by tzitzis, if you don't have these strings, says the Reb Chaim and the Rambam, you don't have tzitzis. It's like you don't have enough. You don't have tzitzis, period. It's a tzura, and that's more fundamental. In terms of how many have to be tcheles, status of machlokes, rishonim, 1, 2, and 4, the Rambam holds one, meaning half. Half of a long string, half of the four, the Rambam holds one has to be treles. The Rashi and Tosfos both hold that it has to be, sorry, the Ravid holds two, just going up, meaning one full string. The Ravid in the beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, Alevav, and the Rashi and Tosfos, the beginning of Perek HaTcheles, say four. Say four, meaning two of the long strings, half and half. Half and half. Right, that's what it is. So again, there's a lot of lumdus there too. According to the Rashi and Tosfos, it seems like there's a balance in the mitzvah, tcheles and lavan. The Rambam says the ikar mitzvah is lavan, with a little bit of tcheles. Right, that's one as the ratio of 1 to 8. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so yachdav is the makar. So we're like, no, another problem. Sixth line. V'yakadimi boile. No, yachdav is also needed to teach me, l'tokif shtei tchivos chibor v'tchifa achas einu chibor. That, what is it called, connected and sewn in for kilayim and the like, that is only when it is at least two threaded in double. If it's only connected by one thread, that's not called connected. So that's what you need Yachtov. That's what Yachtov teaches me. So again, it's not extra. Imkain, but 1 minute. We can still answer. What do you need the word shatnis for? You know what it is. Okay, that's the extra word, right? We're struggling. We try to keep coming up with extra words. Viakati, one more line before we come to the final answer. Viakati mi boile. 1 minute. No, the word shatnis is needed to teach me. Achie shua tavui vanuz. Until it is shua, smoothed out, tavui, made into, spun into threads, venuz, and then woven together. So shan has got to be connected in all the ways. So the Gemara says, elakula mishan is nafka. No, you can learn that. That's what the word shan is means, and also the word shan is extra. Rashi says, te'ilafnuye lechud, nichtov lo silbas kilayim. For the fact that it says the word shatnez, the whole word is extra, and the unique type of word that's used, that's why you're able to learn both. So la maskana, according to everybody, the marker for asi dochalosa say is sisses and kalayim. Something about sisses and kalayim. Either the word semer upishtim, like we had yesterday, or the word shatnez, as we just had today. There is a major machlokas we shown him right here and elsewhere. What does it mean? What is the definition of shatnez daraisa? Shua tavui vanuz. Rashi says here and in Maseches Nida, shua tavui vanuz means that the wool and the linen have to be together in every stage of the process. They have to be combed out and smoothed together, and then they have to be put into threads together and then woven together. All three. That's daraisa. If they're only put together by a later stage, it's not kilayim daraisa. That's Rashi Shita. Two places, just in case we thought one was a mistake. All the other Rishonim ask on Rashi from the simple, what's the bomb kasha on Rashi? Tzitzis. What happens by tzitzis? That the Torah goes and says, Asi dochalosa say. You take woolen strings and you put them on. They weren't smoothed together. They weren't made into strings together. But that obviously is shatnez daraisa. The Torah goes out of its way to aser it, to matir it. So that is a big problem with Rashi. Pshat Tosfos here jumps on Rashi in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. You got to figure out that Rashi, how Rashi would answer that question. The Rambam, Derech Agav, has a totally different shot of what Shua Tavoy Venuz means. He learns these as three different ways, not three parts of one process, three different ways of combining. In any case, now, as we said at the beginning of yesterday's daf, we are back to the original question. If you remember back on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara asked two questions. One question was, you need a makar by Yibum to tell me that an erva can't do Yibum? Why don't you say, Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh Sheish Bokaris? And number two, well, what's the makar for Aseh Dochalos Aseh anyway? So we just spent a day and a half on number two. Now we're going back to number one, the issue of Karis. So Ashkechon, right in the middle now, Hamabes, Ashkechon da Asi Asei, Vidachi Los Asei Greta. So this is also a great makar for Asi Dacha Los Asei. Los Asei Sheishbo Kares, Hecha Ashkechon da Dachi, De Itzrach Alei Lemisrei, Aleha Lemisrei. Remember, that's how we got into this whole discussion. We had an extra word by Achos Isha to teach me that an Erva that falls to Yibum does not do Yibum, and what, without that makar I would have said, she does. Asei docha lo sasei. What do you mean? It's yesh bokaris. How do you know that? How do you know that an asei is docha lo sasei she yesh bokaris? V'chi tema neilach b'mila. And if you're going to say, well, learn it from brismila. Right? Mila is docha. Right? Mila she docha rashi. She docha asei shela lo sasei de Shabbos. She yesh bokaris. Right? You do mila b'zmana on Shabbos. Shabbos is an isser she yesh bokaris. Right? Karis and skila. So why don't you say makar is mila? So where's it? No. It says the word bris 13 times in the Torah. Related to Mila? It's a special mitzvah. The Ritva here says, it's as if there are 13 assays. So that's strong enough to team up and beat out the lo sase sheish bokaris. But not normally. So Gemara says, okay, another try. Mi Pesach. Why don't you learn that from Pesach? Right? Shchitas Pesach is docha Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you could shech the current Pesach on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, no, Mala Pesach Shkin Karis. That's also different. Pesach is different because if you don't bring her in Pesach, it's her Karis, one of the two Mrs. Asay. So Pesach is also not a good makar. Mi Tamid, Carbon Tamid. Carbon Tamid is brought every Shabbos. So Mala Tamid Shkin Tadir. No, that also has a uniqueness. It's constant. It's Tadir. That makes it more Chamor. But in a regular case, we would not say, Asay Dochalos, Asay Sheish Bokaris. So where it says, okay, Michadalo Asya, any one of these is not a good enough model. Tesi Mitarti, take two of them. because each one of them doesn't have the uniqueness of the other one. So the Gemara says, no. How's it going to work? Mehe Tesi, which two? Mimila v'Pesach, Shken Kares. That doesn't work, because both of them have Kares related to it. That they make them strong Aseis. Mipesach v'Tamid, Shken Sarah Kavoa, Karbanos. So let's make them strong Aseis. Mimila v'Tamid, Shken Yeshon l'fnei Adibor. They existed before Maimed Har Sinai. Right? Bris Mila, obviously, in Karban Tamid. And the Gemara says, V'yalib et ma'adam ar ola shekribi Yisrael ba'midbar ola tamid have. And if you want to say the Karban Tamid was also brought before Har Sinai, mikulunami shekin yesh lefnei adibur. Throw all of them in. All of them have to do with before the Dibur, right? We had a machlokas, if you remember, back in the Chagiga, whether the Karbanos that they brought at Har Sinai was the Karban Tamid or was the Karban Chagiga. But either way, that's why there's a different couple of girsos here. Where do you put the Tamid? But in any case, we're back to the question. We don't have a makar for Asei Docha Los Asei Vas Sheishbo Kares, and therefore, why do you need the whole makar, the whole pasuk to tell me that by Yibam it's Usser? I would have known it was Usser anyway, unless we have a makar otherwise. Okay, we're going to stop there, but first one or two other points. Number one, what's the svara for Yesh Lefnei HaDibur? I'm seeing by all the other ones. You don't say Asei Docha Los Asei because this Asei is special. It has Gimel Brisos, it has Kares related to it, it's Tadir. So what about Asei Lefnei HaDibur? Why is that different? Why wouldn't you say Asei Docha Los Asei there? So it's a beautiful Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yeshua is not here. We don't have a Pnei Yeshua on Yevamos. What can we do? We don't have a Pnei Yeshua on Yevamos. We have it on Kiddushin. Kiddushin. Adaf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. We're explaining a Tosfos there. Says the Pnei Yeshua. The principle of Asei Docha Los Asei works when I could assume that Hashem, when he gave the Asei, also knows about the Los Asei. He gave them as a package deal. So therefore, you do the Asei even when you're violating a Los Asei. But by an Asei Lefnei HaDibur, what does that mean? When this Mitzvah Asei was given, there was no Los Asei yet. The Los Asei was only given after Har Sinai. So how do I know that this Mitzvah was given now, but maybe later on when there's a Los Asei, we're going to say, you can't do the Mitzvah in the Makam de Los Asei. That's why Yeshna Lefnei HaDibur cannot be a good Makar for Asei Doche Los Asei. Because at the time that it was given, there is no Makar to know. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Ha'ara right here on Lamed Ches Manaf. I won't read it inside, but that is his Ha'ara. One other point, and then we'll stop, and that is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has an Etshuva. We mentioned this in a totally different context in years past. Chassam Sofer has a Etshuva in Yaredeya, Simin Reish Mem Tes. His case, he starts off by talking about, we know that every Bris Mila has two parts, Mila and Priya. Mila is the cutting, Priya is the revealing and the pulling back the skin after one cuts off the Arla. So he starts off by saying, what if you forgot to make the bracha on the Mila and you're up to the Priya? Can you make the bracha of Al HaMila now? Or let's say you did the Mila and the Mal forgot to do the Priya. And then see it a day later and now you're just going to do the Priya. You make a bracha on that? So he says, the word Mila means to cut. So he says, it doesn't really include Priya. And then he goes through a couple of sources where the word Mila includes or doesn't include Priya. Priya we know from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, according to at least one source. So then before he gets to his answer to that question, he has another question. He says, Our Gemara, Mila is different. Mila is Docha Shabbos, but you can't bring a raya from that because there's Kares involved. If you do Mila and you don't do Priya, you get Kares for that? He says, on the surface, that I would think maybe not. It's Ki'ilu Lomal. It's as if you didn't do Bris Mila in a certain sense. You can't eat Truma, you can't do other things. But do you get Kares for that? Because you did the physical act of cutting. He says, if you don't get Kares for that, which is a possibility, why didn't our Gemara bring a Raya for Asei, Doche, Los Asei, Sheishbo Kares from the Priya and not the Mila? Because Mila, fine, that's Kares. But Priya you also do on Shabbos. That's also causing wounding. Therefore, that also should be Usser, but you're allowed to do it. And that doesn't have Yishbo Kares. So why did the Gemara quote it? So that's what he says. At the end, he says, even though technically Priya, Mila does not mean Priya, it must mean halachically. Mila has a larger definition. It means to reveal. You reveal by cutting and then pulling back. Like you say, Umal Hashem is Lavavcha, Veslazarecha, you're cutting your heart? No, you're opening your heart. You're revealing your heart. And therefore, it's removal of something. And therefore, both would be included, and therefore, Priya would be part of the issue, of the definition of Mila, and therefore, Inachinami. Maybe you would get Kares if one doesn't do the Priya and not just the Mila. One final point, and that is the Ritva says, wasn't Yibum Lefnei HaDibur? So you're like, oh, the other ones, oh, Lefnei HaDibur, but you can't compare it. Yibum was also Lefnei HaDibur. Says the Ritva, and again, we know that the Ritva isn't so humongous on Yavam, it's just the footnotes. If you have the Mosadar of Cook, Rav Yafin wrote very, very long footnotes. So the Ritva is just only a couple of lines of Ritva on every page. So there he quotes Pirish Rashi, a Rashi that we don't have. He says, Avol mitzvahs yibum eino lefnei adibur. Why? Pirish lepirusho. Avol gav dechazina liyehuda v'avo shayu noagim ba lav b'toras mitzvah. They did it, but on a voluntary basis. And therefore, you can't bring me a ride. They weren't mitzuveh to do it then. And this, of course, relates to the big sugya of learning halacha from before Maabed Har Sinai, nitna Torah v'deschatcha halacha. And that's what these long footnotes here are all about. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue with Ella Itzrich, with trying to come up with the Havamina of Asei Dochalos, Asei Sheish Bokares, which the Torah had to then go and Aser. Okay, we'll stop here.